Plutocrat Cokes praise Democrats' mass amnesty for illegal aliens, we are thankful. By John Binder on June 5, 2019. The pro-mass immigration Koch brothers network, a billionaire donor class organization, says it is thankful for House Democrats' unanimous vote to give amnesty to millions of illegal aliens. On Tuesday, every House Democrat and seven House Republicans voted to give amnesty to millions of illegal aliens living across the United States so long as the nationals claim they arrived in the country as children. The vote came as illegal immigration levels at the southern border have hit a two-decade high for the month of May. More than 1 to 1.5 million illegal aliens are expected to be added to the U.S. population this year alone. The Koch brothers, who serve as mega donors to the Republican establishment, praised House Democrats' mass amnesty effort through their various economic libertarian organizations like the Libre Initiative and Americans for Prosperity. Today's vote to provide a path to permanent legal status for the Dreamers and TPS recipients is a positive step, Libre Initiative President Daniel Garza said in a statement. The Dreamers know no other home than the United States. Every day they contribute to our economy and communities. But there is one big thing holding them back, the uncertainty around their status. Until and unless the law changes, giving them a way to remain legally in the United States, they remain limited in contributing to America's success. Emphasis added. We are hopeful that this vote sets the stage for discussions among leaders in both parties, in both the House and Senate. Given the extraordinary level of support for the Dreamers among the American people, this can't be the end of the discussion. It has to be a new beginning, the start of a discussion about how to move legislation through the House and Senate and have it signed by the President. We are thankful to lawmakers who support this important effort. Emphasis added. The Koch Network's economic libertarian, anti-populist agenda of free trade, mass legal immigration, and entitlement reform has little to no support among the American electorate. The economic libertarian agenda, once fronted by former House Speaker Paul Ryan, failed to sway voters in the 2018 midterm elections. The Kochs and their network have opposed any reductions to legal immigration to raise American workers' wages, reforms to save U.S. taxpayers billions by ending welfare-dependent legal immigration, and an end to the country's birthright citizenship policy that rewards illegal aliens' U.S.-born children with American citizenship. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.